The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. I believe Helen Keller articulated this key distinction incredibly well, and that is the distinction between sight and vision. It may be easy to confuse as they seem somewhat synonymous, but sight, however, is what we can see with our eyes open. Vision is what we can see and believe even when our eyes are closed. You know, we can often become distracted when we're trying to craft a vision for ourselves, but the awesome thing here is that the true visionary, God, has already crafted a perfect vision for each of our lives. That is the purpose with which I believe each one of us has been uniquely created. It is up to you and it is up to me, however, to actually stand up and walk in it. You know, why am I talking about vision? You know, it's not just because we're at the beginning of a new year here in 2020 or that we're at the beginning of a new decade. It's because I believe vision is of monumental importance. The decisions and the actions that we are consistently taking need to be in alignment with a vision for our life. Otherwise, we're just haphazardly meandering through our days in such a sad existence. And that is not what I want for you. That's not what God wants for you. And I believe you were made for so much more than that. You know, in Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But one who follows divine instruction will be happy." So you may be wondering, you know, if vision is so valuable, why is it that we as families, as businesses, as countries often lack it to such a degree? You know, why is the absence of a clear vision so commonplace? You know, in most cases, I don't believe this is the result of an intentional choice not to have a clear vision, but rather the fact that the lack of focus leads to a loss of vision. We often place our focus on events in the past or things that are outside of our own control, and it is impossible to fully live out a vision for our future while we are dwelling in the past. We must learn from our past, but not continue to live in it if we ever expect to create a future that is different from our past or our present. I love this verse as well from Isaiah 43:18-19. I'm going to read it for you. It says, "Do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to things of old. Look, I'm about to do something new. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness." And I know sometimes it may seem like our life is a bit of a wilderness. We may not feel confident in the action that we need to take next or the direction our life is going. We may not fully understand the circumstances that we are experiencing. And that's okay. That's understandable. You know, when we are living out a vision and a purpose to which God has called us, the path ahead often seems unclear or even difficult to traverse. This is when it's so important to remember that our understanding or our full understanding is not required for our obedience. This is also something that I've really been trying to learn and internalize lately, as Michael Jr. Puts it really well, a comedian. He says that we need to listen in the gaps, or basically when we're paying attention in life to the truths that God wants to reveal to us just throughout our days. And the other day I was actually talking with Steele as he was asking why numerous times, and it's somewhat humorous now as I remember my mom saying that I was going to have a child that asked why as many times as I did, and I have. But I absolutely love his curiosity in that he never wants to just take something at face value. He wants to have a greater understanding of it. And as he was asking why I was asking him to do something, I articulated exactly why he needed to do that. And sometimes, just like we do as adults, he did the same thing. And he asked, after I articulated that, he says, "Why yet again?" And my response to him was something that really hit me as well. And my response was that, "Steele, your understanding at this moment is not required for your obedience. I need you to listen and trust me and obey what I'm asking you to do, despite you not having a full comprehension of why I'm asking you to do it." And literally, as the words were coming out of my mouth, I felt like God was saying the same thing to me, in that the purpose that I have created for you and called you to, the vision I have for your life, is not something that is always going to be perfectly clear. The path ahead may not be marked out clearly far in advance, and that's okay. But what I'm asking you to do is to trust and obey what I'm asking you to do. And that to me was something so powerful that we are not always going to have a full comprehension of it, and that's okay. But when we're living out the vision that God has called us to, we can trust that He has our best interests at heart, and that it's going to be far beyond what we could ever ask or imagine. And I also want to share with you 4 or 5 key points here when you're crafting your vision and trying to live out a life of vision, especially here in 2020. And I'll say some of these points actually I pulled from a sermon that I heard recently by Pastor Michael Todd at Transformation Church. So I want to highly encourage you to check out his message. It was the first message of 2020, and he just did an amazing job of setting the tone for beginning the year living a life of vision. But the first point that I had was that if you are unclear on your vision, and I know many of you may feel that way, that you're not sure what God has for you in your life, or you know, like what you should be doing, or how you can be impacting the world, or how you can be serving. If you're unclear on that vision, the first thing that you need to do is pray. You need to get alone with God and listen. And I know if you haven't done this before, this may seem somewhat awkward or foreign. It was for me, you know, like I've prayed for a long time, but to really actually get alone with God and just listen to what he has to say is something that was a little different at first. And I can understand it feeling a little weird, but I want to encourage you to do it, because when we get alone with God and listen to what he actually wants to share with us and what he has for our lives, he'll let you know. It will become clear. When you pray for wisdom and discernment and guidance to move forward, he will make each next step pretty clear. And Tony Evans actually articulates a point on this very well, where he says, the only way to see life with clear vision is to view all of life from a kingdom perspective. And as we increase our focus on him, he will naturally increase the clarity of vision for our lives. Now, key point number two is absolutely critical. And I know this may seem somewhat trivial. Some of you may seem like an unnecessary step, but I cannot emphasize enough how important this is as a fundamental component to ensuring the success of your vision. And that is that you need to write it down. Literally just get a piece of paper, whatever you feel like God is calling you to, or the vision that you have for your life, I want you to write it down. And don't just write it down and put it away somewhere. I want you to write it down and keep it in front of you regularly, revisit it, look at it. And the cool thing about doing that is there's been multiple studies that have shown that, you know, just even writing goals down drastically increases your likelihood of accomplishing that or attaining that goal. And that is because writing it down is a step of faith and an act of accountability. You're saying that I believe this is going to happen. I believe that I'm going to take the actions necessary to make this happen. And you're holding yourself accountable by constantly revisiting it. The third thing is that your vision must be vast. And what I mean by that is that you need to set God-sized goals. I don't want you to just, you know, have incremental tasks like a to-do list as your vision for 2020. You need to be setting God-sized goals, things that are beyond your current capacity to attain. And I love Mark Batterson's words in the book Chase the Line here. He says that you need to go after a vision that is destined to fail without divine intervention. That should be something that excites you, and like knowing that God is going to accomplish immeasurably more through you than you can even fathom at this point in time. The fourth step or key point is that vision is a verb. It's action is necessary to achieve your vision. That may seem, again, common sense, but as I've emphasized before, that the difference between knowledge and action is drastic, yet it's a simple decision at the same point in time. You know, it's not what we know that makes the difference. It's what we know and actually do that makes the biggest difference. And so I want you to take action towards your vision. And kind of going back off of, you know, setting that bold vision on the previous key point is that you need to reverse engineer the finish line. So once that bold vision is cast for 2020, I want you to reverse engineer that and set quarterly like kind of markers or milestones that you need to work towards and achieve along the way. Break that down into monthly and then weekly and daily goals that then lays out a clear strategy of how you're actually going to attain your vision for 2020. Again, not just meandering haphazardly through the year and hoping that you reach some point of, you know, success. That's not how anyone has ever attained success in anything in life. You don't stumble onto it. You have a strategy and you consistently work towards it. The fifth and final key point here is that vision must be valid. And again, Mike Todd, this one was from him, Pastor Mike Todd at Transformation Church. And this one I thought was really good. He says, your vision must be valid. And what he meant by that is that when we work on a vision that is not from God, it will become void in front of man. And that when we're working on a vision from God, we should never be looking to the world for validation. You know, we're always going to have doubters and people that, you know, say, you're not going to be able to accomplish that. You know, that's a crazy dream. That's a crazy vision. You know, you're just never going to be able to attain that. And doubters are okay, because doubters are to be expected when you're disrupting the status quo. But again, we should never be looking to the world for validation on the vision that we have received from God. Because someone who has not given us the vision cannot validate that vision. We need to be looking to the one who gave us the vision to be able to validate it, and him only. And the alternative to, you know, a vision that is not from God and that vision becoming void in front of man, however, is that it's amazing to see the impact that can be made through you when you're willing to share who you've been created to be with the world. And I want to remind you that whatever you are doing today, you are trading the day of your life for it. Are you making a good trade? I just want you to be who God has created you to be. I believe that is an awesome individual that is going to impact the world in tremendous ways. And that's what I want for you. That's what God wants for you. And I actually want to finish up with a quote from Zig Ziglar. And many of you may have heard this before, but I really want you to hear this and internalize it. That you were born to win. But to be a winner, you must plan to win. You must prepare to win, and you must expect to win. See, I want all of you to live out a bold vision for 2020. Mindset is monumental, guys. I love you all. God bless. I want you to choose the day to show the world your purpose in action.